This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. An SIU alumnus says he's percolating on a new way for coffee fans to enjoy their brew. You may be more familiar with Kurt Jones as the creator of Dippin' Dots. Now he's using that same technique to take coffee to a new level.
We use liquid nitrogen, which is at 320 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. So with Dippin' Dots, we would just freeze little droplets of ice cream, and they would be almost instantly frozen, which gave it a very small ice crystal, which gave it a very smooth, unique texture. And so the coffee is frozen in the same way. Now it's a different process in making the coffee. We actually had to build some of our own espresso equipment and things like that for larger scale. But the freezing process is virtually identical.
Identical, except the ingredients add a unique opportunity for some new technology and new processes, Jones says.
We've developed a machine that, as I said, we freeze with liquid nitrogen, but we actually pressurize our extraction equipment for making coffee with the gaseous nitrogen that's found on top of the tank. And we do that for a couple of reasons. Number one, we don't have to have a lot of pumps and moving parts because most espresso machines are hot water under pressure and they use pumps. So we can pressurize our vessel, but also keep all the oxygen out from the very beginning. And oxygen is the enemy for a lot of food products, and coffee being one of them. That's why your coffee kind of goes bad when it sets out for a while.
Jones and his team are building 40 Below Joe, which had some momentum before COVID-19 put the brakes on the economy.
Well, I still consider us as somewhat of a startup company, although we were making some really good progress. For example, last fall we did a test market in a Six Flags park and got some pretty good numbers. And so this year we had commitments to go into a little over 20 locations in theme parks around the country. And we delivered product to three parks, and we're getting ready to deliver to the fourth, and everything shut down, of course. So that's been put on hold a little bit.
Coffee lovers might balk at the concept, but it's not coffee ice cream. Jones says it's a unique presentation of the popular drink.
It looks a lot like Dippin' Dots. It's little frozen beads of coffee. And then in those beads, we also mix little beads of creamer made out of coconut milk or almond milk base. And then we flavor those with different flavors like salted caramel or hazelnut or French vanilla, mocha.
Initially, Jones says he tried to bring 40 Below Joe under the umbrella of Dippin' Dots, but it's not an ice cream, and the concept wasn't playing well with test audiences. Jones says he went back to the drawing board and decided to separate the two.
And at that time, we were basically trying to sell it to where you could take the beads of coffee and warm it up. You know, so if you were a coffee shop, you wouldn't have to have an espresso machine, for example. You could just have a steamer. Or if you were going to buy it for your home, you could just microwave it and turn it into a liquid cup of coffee. And, of course, it made great cold coffee, too, you know, iced coffee and things like that.
Kurt Jones is well known for his ties to Southern Illinois University. He says he's glad to be back on campus. The business is currently housed in SIU's Research Park. He says working with students, faculty, and staff on campus is a win-win.
There's a lot of projects we can do. For example, we can work with the ag department, for example, and find the best uses for coffee grounds that are left over. You know, is the best use as a fertilizer or a specialized fertilizer, or are there other things that we can make out of it? I think we could work with the engineering department, for example, you know, because we're going to be, you know, building and designing, you know, retail freezers and kiosks and even coffee warming equipment and things like that. So there's a lot of opportunity here to work with the university.
And Jones says despite the setbacks from COVID-19, he has hope for the future of the business and for his continued partnership with his alma mater.
Our goal is that we can go after some chain type things this year. Like we'd love to get into some places like Costco or Kroger's, those types of places. So that's going to be a focus of ours coming up in the next year or so. We're actually talking to some international folks about actually exporting some of our products from here. So that'll be kind of exciting when that happens. But just waiting on you know, things to get back to the new normal, whatever that is. And luckily we've been able to still sell. Our internet sales have actually done quite well, you know, during the COVID crisis, actually. So we just feel like, you know, like any small company, you know, you just have to be flexible and try to move forward. So we feel good about the future, though.
For WSIU In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.